Kinzinger, J6 hearing delayed because more and more people coming forward. By Pam Key on July 11, 2022. Representative Adam Kinzinger, REEL, said Monday on CNN's The Situation Room that the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot had to delay their Thursday hearing because more and more people were coming forward. Kinzinger said, "We've had quite a bit of time with Pat Cipollone. He was cooperative. He did nothing to contradict any of our prior witnesses. And in fact, he has helped to embolden some of the facts we've gotten, to be a second and third source to those." He added, "We continue to get more information every day. This is just more and more people come forward. Either they've been kind of guilted into it. Or they had a trip of conscience where they say, I need to tell the truth here. Or maybe they realized they were part of something that happened that they think is important that maybe they didn't prior. So this is an investigation that continues on." Blitzer asked, "CNN learned that the Select Committee, your committee, won't be holding another hearing on Thursday. We heard report that you were planning on doing that as well. That it supposedly had been under consideration. Why the delay?" Kinzinger said, "So it will be next week because we just keep getting more and more information with obviously the meeting with Pat Cipollone, the discussion and the stuff that comes in every day. We just figured that it's probably better to do this next week with more of that information presented before the American people. We will specifically be talking about, on top of other things, what was the president doing during the 187 minutes the Capitol was under attack? I'll tell you a quick spoiler alert, not much. So Americans need to see exactly what a man who swore to protect and defend the Constitution all branches of the government was doing during that time. And so it would be nice to do it Thursday, but we figured it's probably better to do it next week so we can incorporate more information for people." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.